new Toronto study suggests race may influence whether women diagnosed with breast cancer will survive, as it concludes black women are more likely to die of this disease than women of other skin colors.
The team at Women's College Hospital in Toronto found black women are more likely to die from breast cancer than Japanese or white women. That's even when tumors are small when they're found, and even when they have equal access to quality health care. Researchers believe the survival gap will only be closed when large numbers of women from different minority groups are included in studies that are aimed at finding the genetic basis of different types of breast cancers. Dawn Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Toronto's chief medical officer of health wants restaurants to publish more than just the calorie content of their food. He wants them to list the salt content as well. The Toronto Board of Health will consider the request from Dr. David McEwen on Monday. Dr. McEwen wants the board to insist on nutritional data from food service chains that have 10 or more locations. Canada sending a third mobile lab to West Africa to help with the fight against Ebola. The team will be providing laboratory support for Médecins Sans Frontières at their Ebola treatment facility in Sierra Leone. Two other Canadian mobile labs are there already. And Facebook is enlisting all its friends in the search for missing children.
Technology is meeting the need for speed in finding missing children with Facebook Amber Alerts.
This puts a missing child right on someone's cell phone or laptop immediately.
Victims advocate John Walsh calls it a game changer. Facebook's Emily Vasher says, with over a billion friends.
Facebook, if you think about it, in essence, in this situation, is the world's largest neighborhood watch.
But she says don't worry about being bombarded with endless alerts. You'll only get a message if the child might be in your vicinity. Karen Chase, ABC News.